It's time for the emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown. And now, here are your hosts, Norman.
I've done stand-up comedy off and on for 21 years. Okay, we have the results of our 12 days of auction item today. We're still in.
He stepped out. I'll go find him.
We're stuck with Daddy. Okay, Daddy.
Good to see you too, Norm.
Give us
good to see
results.
You too, buddy.
Give us the results.
I don't have them. I have to go find him.
Okay, somebody won the bidding for the big dinner today. And now,
Pam, who's bringing us this wonderful segment?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
It is 7:51. It is time for the e-brake. Second, let me turn this over.
Yeah, right there.
Brought to you by Crawford Services AC and Heat. We have three candidates. You guys can start lining up. 888-787-1310 so you can vote on who wins the e-brake for this week. We have three candidates. We'll listen to them, and then you guys will decide who will be the winner. Okay, here is candidate number one, and he is right to my right. Matt McLaren.
Another nomination.
It's you.
As we were in the birdhouse with Corby, and we were talking about trying to get a lot of money. If we won something, then Corby said he would come in Louis Vuitton gear and Louis Vuitton man purse and everything Louis Vuitton. And Matt McLaren had no clue what the heck the Louis Vuitton emblem stood for. Are you down with 10 grand? Are you fine?
Jeez.
I think the number is 50.
Yeah, 50, I'm thinking, man, that's... Yeah, 50 grand. I'd want that shot to go off.
And then I'd show up the next day. With you guys would all be sad because the Mavs lost, and I'd have a full Louis Vuitton suit on.
So sad.
And then you have the Louis Vuitton
in your helicopter
underwear over the suit.
Everything, head to toe, and my little man purse, and it all matches perfectly. Like, it's just...
With the Louis Vuitton emblem and shaved in your head, everything.
Yeah. What a way.
The little XL or whatever is on there.
What's a LV for Louis Vuitton?
What is that? Yeah, it's an LV, Matt. What does that cost? What is like a... Because I know what one of those purses costs, because I've had to bite down and swallow hard.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Buy one of those. What about like a full top to bottom?
It is an LV.
Yeah, it's an LV. You thought that was an X?
I never looked at it before. It just looks like an XL. I don't get right up on it and stare at it, but on their website, it looks more like an LV.
That takes care of that. Let's move on.
I thought that was like their thing.
I don't
have
anything
Louis Vuitton. What am I looking at Louis Vuitton ever?
I mean, none of us do.
It's Louis,
but it's Louis Vuitton.
So you assume an XL is an LV. Maybe I should have assumed that.
What? What?
Okay, continue, Snake.
There is so much in that.
Hang on.
He says, huh?
That's probably my favorite part of the whole thing, because Matt will look something up. If he doesn't know, he'll look it up on the
laptop. Or he doesn't
really
believe
quickly.
You.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then he'll look it up, and then he realized that, huh, Louis Vuitton is an LV, and he goes, huh.
So right under my breath, too.
I can't tell you how many times in meetings where I'll, like, tell you something, Matt, and then you're like, kind of give me the side eye or squint your eyes, and immediately I hear, like, dude, will you just take me at my word one time?
Okay, we need to listen to that again, because
listen, I don't know if you guys, Travis and I don't know why it came out of my mouth that way. Did you hear how I said helicopter?
Yes, I think this is the callback. Right. I think this is the callback. I think you had done it this segment before that.
Okay.
And
remember.
Said it like in the flow of helicopter.
But dude, your realization of realizing that it is an LV. Huh. Okay, play it again.
So subtle.
Are you down with 10 grand? Are you fine?
Jeez.
I think the number is 50.
Yeah, 50, I'm thinking, man, that's... Yeah, 50 grand. I'd want that shot to go off.
Then I'd show up the next day with you guys would all be sad because the Mavs lost, and I'd have a full Louis Vuitton suit on.
So sad.
And then you have the Louis Vuitton
in your helicopter
underwear over the suit.
everything, head to toe, and it and my little man purse, and it all matches perfectly. Like it's just
with the Louis Vuitton emblem and shaved in your head, everything. Yeah.
What a way!
The little XL or whatever is on there.
What's a LV for Louis Vuitton?
What is that? Yeah, it's an LV, Matt. What does that cost? What is like a? Because I know what one of those purses costs. Because I've had to bite down and swallow hard.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Buy one of those. What about like a full top to bottom?
It's an LV.
Yeah, it's an LV. It's an X.
I never looked at it before. It just looks like an XL. I don't get right up on it and stare at it, but on their website, it looks more like an LV.
That takes care of that. Let's move on.
I thought that was like their thing.
I don't
have
anything
Louis Vuitton. What am I looking at Louis Vuitton ever?
I mean, none of us do.
It's Louis.
But it's Louis Vuitton.
So you assume an XL is an LV. Maybe I should have assumed that.
What? What?
Huh. Okay, continue, Snake.
It's the double down, the not believing anybody.
And helicopter sounds so childish.
Now, it's definitely a callback. Yeah. I can remember us doing that the segment before, so he did call that back.
Because I think I even thanked helicopters at on the news.
I think
that
you're
day.
Right. Yes. Yeah, because when I first said it, you and I looked. I was like, did I just say helicopter?
Yeah, because nobody said anything. I think you guys might have been talking to Josh or something. It was during an interview or something.
So that's candidate number one, Matt McLaren, not knowing Louis Vuitton was LV, thinking it was XL. Candidate number two. From the hard line, it's Corby Davidson. They had on Eric Nadell, the play-by-play voice of the Texas Rangers. And, of course, we know that he had to take some time off from the beginning of the baseball season last year because of mental health. They were talking to him about different things. And then Corby had an unfortunate way to try to get the conversation from what they were talking about back to Jack Leiter and baseball.
You know, for you, you've been doing this a long, long time, and I know it's a lot of work that goes into it, but it's also something that's, you know, like we talked about with the mental health side of things, it's near and dear to your heart.
It is. You know, I went through a really rough time last year, and, you know, I know what it's like to wake up in the morning and not be happy that you woke up. And what the Grant Halliburton Foundation does is, you know, it works with teens to give them mental health awareness programs so that when things start going bad, they'll ask for help. It's, you know, we've come a long way, but we still have a long way to go.
Well, take us off the ledge. If we can talk baseball with you for 2 seconds, walk everybody off the ledge concerning Jack Leiter.
I don't know if that's the right analogy.
Okay. Sorry, Dave. Jack Leiter though, man, everybody's freaking out.
Jeez. Oh,
and he apologized to Dave.
God. Right, he didn't even apologize to Eric Nadell.
Sorry, Dave. And then right into Dave. Jack Leiter, like, ah,
yes. Oh yeah,
so abrasive.
All right, everyone off the ledge after we just talked about, you know what it's like to
that
not want to wake
subject,
up.
Right. All right, one more time.
You know, for you, you've been doing this a long, long time, and I know it's a lot of work that goes into it, but it's also something that's, you know, like we talked about with the mental health side of things, it's near and dear to your heart.
It is. You know, I went through a really rough time last year, and, you know, I know what it's like to wake up in the morning and not be happy that you woke up. And what the Grant Halliburton Foundation does is, you know, it works with teens to give them mental health awareness programs so that when things start going bad, they'll ask for help. It's, you know, we've come a long way, but we still have a long way to go.
Well, take us off the ledge. If we can talk baseball with you for 2 seconds, walk everybody off the ledge concerning Jack Leiter.
I don't know if that's the right analogy.
Okay. Sorry, Dave. Jack Leiter though, man, everybody's freaking out.
Dude, and that big sniff right before he does. Take everybody off the ledge before we can get back to baseball.
Eric is a great sport, and he's trying to laugh it off a bit as Corby just, oh my gosh. All right, so Corby is candidate number two. Candidate number three is Matt Birmingham.
Mm.
During E! News yesterday, I heard this live and just, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I don't remember exactly what they were talking about, whom they were talking about.
I believe it's the David Copperfield story.
Exactly right. David Copperfield And it was unfortunate circumstances about David Copperfield enticing young girls on stage or whatever. And Ham wanted to interject, but it's like he had a dart in his neck. I don't know what the heck was going on. Check it out.
One girl, Carla, said she met him at one of his shows in 1991 when she was 15. And he got her number and he would call her late at night.
15?
And he would send her gifts and tickets to her shows. And then when she turned 18, he banged her. It was her first time. So she's...
Was that a quote?
I don't
Dave?
Feel like that's
no,
like
well,
a
well, that was
clinical...
my embellishment. But it was her first time. When she turned 18, they had sex. She said it was consensual, but she now realizes that she was groomed from the time she was 15.
Yes.
He made her virginity disappear.
Wait, what? Would you repeat that?
Oh, no.
Thank you. God. Thank you for that.
Are you drinking in there, Ham?
He was sitting on that for minutes, just waiting to deliver it, too.
Sounded so boozy.
Campfire Ham. Why don't you just go to your tent and get some rest?
It was too wide open.
Made it his vagina.
So he's been out of the public eye for quite some time.
Boy.
What did he say?
Yeah, do we have that isolated?
He made her virginity disappear.
But I don't know why he said it. I don't know what he was eating.
He had
I don't know
a stroke
if he had
because he was speaking.
Man, I thought I was having trouble during the news the other day. Good night.
All right, one more time with Ham.
One girl, Carla, said she met him at one of his shows in 1991 when she was 15, and he got her number, and he would call her late at night.
15?
And he would send her gifts and tickets to her shows, and then when she turned 18, he banged her. It was her first time, so she's...
Was that geez, a quote,
Dave? I don't feel like that's
no,
like
well,
a
well, that was
clinical...
my embellishment. But it was her first time. When she turned 18, they had sex. She said it was consensual, but she now realizes that she was... groomed from the time she was 15.
Yes.
He made her virginity disappear.
Wait, would you repeat that?
Oh. No.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Are you drinking in there, Ham?
And he was sitting on that for minutes.
That
just waiting to deliver it, too.
Sounded so boozy.
Campfire Ham. Why don't you just go to your tent and get some rest?
It was too wide open.
Just made it his vagina disappear.
So he's been out of the public eye for quite some time.
All right, so that's candidate number
he
three.
He made
that's...
her vagina disappear.
Yeah, it's like he started rolling downhill and just couldn't stop this. Just couldn't stop it.
So who wins the e-break this week? Is it Matt McLaren for thinking Louis Vuitton was an XL emblem, whatever? Corby.
Easy Ham.
For, I know. Corby for having an inappropriate word for Eric Nadel, or is it Ham sounding so boozy during E-News? 888-787-1310 is the number. That's how you vote. Let's do this. Hey, you're on the ticket for the E-Break, and that is not a vote. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who are you voting for?
Come on, I am right here. God.
Yes, you are.
Hi, Donovan.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hey, I want to vote for Corby Davidson, just so you know, and y'all have a happy Corona.
Thank you. Love you back. Thank you. All right.
Feedback on that last part.
Caller, you are on the ticket, voting for the e-break. Who do you vote for?
Everybody in this country should be very concerned with what's happening in Louisville. Their Justice Department is being weaponized by people who have bets on Rory McIlroy. Not good. Let Scotty go. And by the way, I'd like to cast a vote for the Michael Cohen of the ticket, Corby Davidson.
All right.
All right. You'd think he'd have more important things to do with his trial going on.
Yeah, and the big debate's coming up, yeah. You know.
But thanks but for the vote.
You yeah. are on the ticket voting for the e-break. Who are you voting for?
Yeah, this is Scotty. I'm using my one call to vote for the e-break.
Okay.
We're pulling for you, Chef.
Yeah. Hope you get out.
Yeah. I'm about to get banged like that third contestant. I'm voting for number three.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I feel it. We had a good start there.
Just, Ed Norton there.
You just got in. There's no way that's happening that quickly.
You'd be surprised.
Caller, you are on the air. Who are you voting for on the e-break?
More Donnie, less Matt, and give me Corby.
All right.
Well, there you go. See you
caller,
later.
You're on AM radio voting for the e-break. Who you got?
Good morning. How about a vote for Ham, and you guys have a blessed day.
Thank you.
That's how you vote.
He should have a blessed day, too.
Very responsible.
He wasn't mean to anyone. It was a responsible Just kind vote.
Careful there.
Yeah. Very careful, sir. All right, caller, you're on the ticket. Who are you voting for on the e-break?
Hey, good morning, non-musers. I'd like to vote for Matt McLaren, and my reasoning is because for someone with a hyper sports car last name, you should really keep up with his luxury emblems more thoroughly, in my opinion.
You would think so.
Actually, it makes a lot of sense.
It does.
You need to get it together, man.
I should. All right, caller, you're on the air. Who are you voting for the e-break?
Hey, non-musers. It's Coach O. How y'all doing today?
Hey, Coach O.
Coach O.
Go Tigers.
Hey, good to hear you, Donnie. Like to hear the voice. Sounds like y'all been running that turbo sweep for the musers. I like it. Y'all are running it better. I want to vote for Ham because I look like a ham. And I think that story made me laugh because I used to talk like that a lot, too. But I got my voice straightened out now, so I feel pretty good.
Oh, thank you very much, Coach O. Take care.
You boys have a great day. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers, indeed. Caller, you're next, and you're voting. Who are you voting for?
Yeah, shout out to SodiPop75. I'm voting for Corby.
All right.
What's the score over there?
You don't need to know that until it's over.
Okay.
Caller, you're next on the e-break voting. Who are you voting for?
Virginity disappear.
Okay. That's a vote for Ham.
Oh, it's getting close.
We are near, but we're not there. So, caller, you could be the deciding vote. Who are you voting for?
I am voting for Corby Davidson.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Snake.
Corby Davidson. As he talks to Eric Nadell, as they have him on and uses a very, very unfortunate phrase to try to bring it back to baseball.
You know, for you, you've been doing this a long, long time, and I know it's a lot of work that goes into it, but it's also something that's, you know, like we talked about with the mental health side of things, it's near and dear to your heart.
It is. You know, I went through a really rough time last year, and, you know, I know what it's like to wake up in the morning and not be happy that you woke up. And what the Grant Halliburton Foundation does is, you know, it works with teams to give them mental health awareness programs so that when things start going bad, they'll ask for help. It's, you know, we've come a long way, but we still have a long way to go.
Well, take us off the ledge, if we can talk baseball with you for 2 seconds. Walk everybody off the ledge concerning Jack Leiter.
I don't know if that's the right analogy.
Okay. Sorry, Dave. Jack Leiter, though, man, everybody's freaking out.
How many is that for Corby, Daddy?
That is Corby's 84th e-break win. He is now 53 behind the all-time leader, Norman. My entire wardrobe is now Louis Vuitton. Hitzkus.